Hi, this is Patty Strand, president of the National Animal Interest Alliance, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our new podcast, Speaking of Animals. We hope you enjoy it. We're going to be speaking today with Dr. Marty Greer. She's a veterinarian. Many of you already know her. She's a board member of NAIA and a highly respected veterinarian. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I want to welcome you. I'm really excited to get a chance to talk to you, Marty. Although we know each other well and you're on the board of NAIA, you are so busy with what you're doing with your veterinary practice and your new veterinary practices and all of your other ventures, including this book. This is a real opportunity for me to finally get a chance to talk to you. So I guess it would be kind of silly to say, how did you spend your pandemic pastime, right? Well, I wanted to talk to you today about your pandemic puppy. And I'm really curious about, I mean, obviously because of the pandemic and because of the fact that so many people who haven't had pets in the past are working from home, this, became a subject. But I just wondered what triggered you in particular, something that you were seeing in your practice, or just what was it that led you to decide this book was necessary?
Well, it was sort of an accumulation of conversations that I'd had with a variety of different people. The primary motivation was the concern about the number of people who were getting puppies and what was going to happen to those puppies as they reached adolescence, as people went back to work, went back to school, as their lives changed. There was real concern in the dog community as a whole from the conversations that I had with many people that these dogs might end up becoming difficult to live with. Maybe they weren't trained to be left at home alone, so they would have separation anxiety. They would end up in rescues or shelters or other places. So I kept hearing this kind of drumming going along where people were really worried. And so I thought, well, we need to do something to try and implement lifestyle training into the dogs' lives and into the people's thought processes during this time period so that they were prepared when things started to change back.
So Marty, you were really seeing a lot of people who hadn't had dogs before, it sounds like, or you were hearing about people who were bringing dogs into their families for the first time.
Right. We're hearing about it, but I also have been seeing quite a few people, and it's been interesting to see the thought processes behind them and to not have the amount of time in the exam room that it really takes to adequately train somebody and the lack of training classes that are available or were available. They're becoming a little bit better now, but people can't just sign up for a class and take their puppy to training classes. So there was just sort of the stars aligned with all mm-hmm. these different things happening. And I wasn't traveling because of COVID. So I knew I needed to rewrite my exam room materials because they were out of date. We want to provide good handout materials and good educational pieces for our clients. And my materials were out of date, admittedly. And it was just sort of everything kind of lined up. And one day I walked into my house and I sat down at the computer and said, I really need to figure out if there's a book on the market already that exists that I can just use as this material. And as it turned out, I couldn't find anything that was contemporaneous that really carried the message of our philosophy of practice. So I started writing, and it was going to be a 20-page handout. Well, it got to be 175 pages. So
I remember talking to you one night when it had just kind of turned the corner on being a handout and was becoming a book. But what's really good about it, I think, well, I read it. I really enjoyed it, Marty. And as somebody who's been in dogs for probably too long, 50 years, my husband and I have been involved with Dalmatians. There was just a lot of really useful information in there. And the way that it was organized was really helpful. And especially what I like about it, since we're now hearing that we're all going to be locked in for another, possibly 6-7 months, is your book is not only about raising and training, but it's also about how to select and where to find such a dog and what kinds of things to look for, what to avoid, and so on. So maybe you can talk about that a little bit too.
Sure. I've heard all kinds of horror stories. I've had people tell me that they had a friend that contacted someone that was going to sell him a puppy, and the first thing they were supposed to do was send $300 of gift cards to this individual who was selling them, or they were meeting him at a rest stop or at a restaurant. There were just a lot of red flags. I've seen websites which purport to sell one kind of dog, one breed of dog. And then if you start looking under other breeds with that same URL, except for the breed name you change, you start to realize that this is a broker that's selling puppies, or this is someone that may be doing some underhanded maneuvers. And people are desperate right now. They really want a puppy. Their kids want a puppy. They're not dog savvy, so they've never contacted a breeder before. They've never worked with rescue. They don't really understand how humane relocation works. They're really kind of overwhelmed by it. And we were seeing some people that were really becoming confused or duped or ending up with dogs that just weren't really appropriate for their lifestyle and their particular needs. So I wanted to help meet the need of people aligning with the right person to get a puppy so that they got a puppy that could be that lifetime 15-year relationship.
Right. Well, it is a jungle out there if you haven't tried to do this before. And of course, with it doesn't matter what source you choose. Hopefully the majority are all doing a good job, trying to do a good job, have the ability to, but there's always some black sheep, I think, in every enterprise. And if you haven't done this before, you can definitely wind up with them. So there was really great advice about that. And then just good basic advice about, you know, how to raise the dog so that you love it as much when it's 8 months old, when it becomes a teenager, as you do when it's 8 weeks old. And that's the biggest time when dogs do get turned over to shelters, is when they're teenagers, when their hormones start changing and people just don't know what to do with them if they haven't done this early training. So that's another thing I really enjoyed about your book was just going back to basics, some simple techniques and things people should do.
Well, thank you. And I also wanted it to be contemporary with all the new flea and tick medications, the new ideas about spaying and neutering, what we're doing now for vaccination protocols. And there's a lot of outdated materials still floating around. And it was, it's difficult for people that don't have a good, strong dog background to really sort out some of this information. So it was important to me to give current information about those things and a lot about behavior too, because there's not a good resource to just go to and understand the basics of how to manage behavioral issues at the veterinary clinic, behavioral issues at home, when medications are appropriate, to help get through some of those things. And a lot of people are just simply afraid to speak to their veterinarian about some of these things. So I wanted to kind of put everything out in the daylight and say, this is what you need to do. This is how to develop a relationship with a veterinarian. This is how to talk to them. This is how to tell them what your needs are. And this is what you need to know to get that next step so that you get the help if you run into a problem that you do need.
Yeah, it was really a comfortable book to read that way. Just very, very good guidance and common sense in it, good direction, I think, in it. I was thinking, because it isn't a giant book, but it's certainly a book, not the handout that you were starting to do, that it would make an ideal Christmas stocking stuffer. Now, I think we only have, what do we have? Today is the 12th, so we only have about 13 days before Christmas, but I would like to really suggest that that people go and look for your book, the Your Pandemic Puppy, on Amazon, I believe. Did you say it's there?
Yes, that's the only place it's published.
Okay,
so you can't get it right at this time. We can't get it anywhere else. It's only through Amazon.
Well, it's great, and if the people listening are like my family, we're always looking for things people would really like for under a certain price, something that would actually help them or that they would enjoy. And this is, I think this book is right in that category. So I want to recommend to anybody listening that they go to Amazon and get Your Pandemic Puppy. So did you have some other comments that you wanted to make about the book?
A few, yeah. The first thing is, if somebody isn't going to buy it for you, buy it for yourself. It's $19.95. It's not that expensive. And Amazon is fulfilling this order pretty quickly. I ordered a copy for my father, who is 90 and a half, and kindly helped me with the proofreading and some of the grammar and those things. He's very specific about those things. So I sent him a copy. I ordered it on a Thursday night, and they delivered it on Sunday.
Wow.
So it is being fulfilled promptly. It's a pretty book. It has a beautiful cover, and the layout of the pages is really well done. The publisher did a great job of laying it out and making it user-friendly, readable, not too much language on any page, so there's enough white space. It's got tables and information in it so that if you're looking for comparisons of flea and tick products or heartworm and medications and so forth, it kind of lays everything out in a chart form, because that's kind of how I think. So it's easier for people that are unfamiliar with some of these products to sit down and analyze how they want to make decisions about what products are going to be best for their particular pets. And like I said, a lot of information in here is about behavior. And unfortunately, a lot of veterinary clinics don't provide the behavioral information that clients need, and they may not be comfortable in making recommendations for behavioral medications or behavioral training, how to manage some of the issues, whether it's pre-adolescence or adolescence, sexual behavior, all kinds of those challenging things, housebreaking, crate training, you know, just puppies that are too rowdy. And I wanted to make it something that people could really comfortably sit down and read and analyze and understand what they could do. If a veterinarian that they're working with isn't comfortable with behavior or can't help them, to give them some suggestions, there's an association of veterinary behaviorists in the United States. So it's easy to get to that website and take a look at things. So there's just a lot of resources that we put together into this book that people may not be aware are out there. And I just want to make puppies really turn out to be the great dogs that they need to be. And I also looked a little bit at different generations and how baby boomers may have different needs in their acquisition and training and housing of a dog than someone who's a millennial or someone who's a Gen Z. So it's written across all generations. It's not for one particular age group. It goes through the differences in the behaviors and the coat care and the activity levels. All kinds of things are laid out in the book so that people can kind of understand that. And you know, when you're a boomer, you need a dog that's a little bit more predictable in its size and its behavior and its grooming needs than you may need as someone who's a younger person that can manage a dog that might grow up to be something you weren't expecting. I want people to know the difference between a purebred dog and a purpose-bred dog and a dog that's a randomly sourced dog. And it's not saying that any of those are right or wrong. It's basically just an educational piece, because some of these are concepts that people may not have heard about, or they may be influenced by other members of their family or their friends. And by laying everything out for them, it's easier for them to be able to be comfortable in the decision that they made on what kind of dog they got, what the source of the dog was, and how they're going to raise it, how that best fits into their lifestyle. So it covers a lot of the kinds of things that I talk about with clients every day in the exam room. I've been in practice almost 40 years. And in that 40 years, I've seen lots of great things happen and lots of not great things happen. But this is really practical, hands-on advice that we get asked about every single day, day in and day out, by brand new owners, by experienced people, just so that there's a pretty broad base of information. And I'm glad you found it easy and comfortable and conversational to read, because that's really what I wanted it to be.
Yeah, it was very down to earth. And I think, like you say, that it's going to be very useful, very usable for all the different generations that are involved, and the just about anybody that comes to this is going to be very comfortable for them to get the information from it that you want them to.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, because with someone with your kind of experience, I didn't know if it would be something that you thought was below what you needed for information. But it's a book that's affordable enough for the people who are selling puppies. You know, our puppies in our practice are selling for $3,000. So I think if the breeders are throwing a $20 book in, instead of them trying to put together the materials, because I've seen some breeders do a pretty good job of putting materials together, but they may be out of date or not written by a veterinarian. So by having this $20 book, you can hand a book to every single person that buys a puppy from you.
Glad you mentioned it, because that is one of the things that crossed my mind right away when I was about halfway through the book. I was thinking, this is something that we should give everyone who buys one of our puppies. It's just ideal for the new dog owner, for sure.
Right, and experienced or not. Right.
Go ahead.
Experienced or not, I think that it gives people a really broad base of information, and just in a way that maybe they haven't thought about things before.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, you said for somebody who's been in it as long as me, the wonderful thing about having dogs, the wonderful thing about raising dogs and being involved with the purebred world is that you never quit learning. And there's always new information that's really helpful. Anyway, just excellent and really happy to recommend it.
Oh, I guess the one thing I should say is we do have a small website. It's yourpandemicpuppy.com. So if people are looking for the information about the table of contents, the general material that it covers, that will be listed on the website, yourpandemicpuppy.com.
Thank you so much, Marty, for giving us your time today. We so appreciate it. And thank you also to our listeners who joined us on what is our maiden voyage of the Speaking of Animals podcast. We plan to do this regularly from here on out and hope that you will join us in the future. And in the meanwhile, check us out on our Facebook pages and on our website. Thank you. Bye-bye.